Yesterday, Hyaraji explained that by going beyond the limit, there can be wrongdoings, there can be mistakes. Panchasuva kamagunesu chaitasa vachako vasaka nubadana. If one goes beyond the limit, when one enjoys sensual objects, one is not content with whatever he she has. Not being content with whatever he she has, then the person looks for more and more things and go beyond the limit. If there is apeccha, if one does not desire much, there will be happiness. If one is not content with what one has, there will be mahecha, there will be extreme desire, extreme greed. When this happens, there can also be atrecha. One desires, one has greed on things that other people belongs. So one thinks that the thing that other people belong is better than he, she has. So one starts to go on to beyond, one starts to go beyond the limit, and there will be papecha, the desire that is worse and inferior. So in order to get what one wants, one commits wrongdoings in order to get what one really wants. Rather than being content with what one really has, one looks for other things and one goes beyond the limit, there will be mahecha. One will have extreme desire, atrecha. One will want things that are belonged by other people. One will think that other people's things are better than his, better than hers. And there will be papeccha, the most inferior form of desire, most inferior form of greed. When one gets to this stage, one cannot control oneself. Just like in the example Sharaji gave the other day, when one is driving on a journey, the parts of the car should be working properly and one should make use of it. Especially the brake of the car should work properly. If the brake of the car is not working properly, then one cannot control the speed of the car. Even though the brake is good, but if the driver is drunk, then he, she will not want to control the speed. He, she will not know how, he, she will not want to control the speed. So it is better not to drive when one is drunk. And Saraji says there has been news of many accidents caused by drunken driving, especially during the time of New Year, and because of these drunken drivers, there are many accidents that cause many casualties. So if one is drunk, one can speed, and one will not be using the brake in order to control the speed. Not making use of the brake, then one cannot stop, and then one will reach somewhere else. So understanding that example, one should be careful also when we are on the journey of samsara, round of existences. One should be very careful not to be captivated by the sensual desires that one comes across. Sensual objects attract the person, captivate the person. One should be careful so that one does not go onto extreme. One should be careful not to go beyond the limit. It is very important. Buddha said, sati, mindfulness, is essential in every way and every aspect. And Buddha praised mindfulness that it is very essential. One should make use of one's mindfulness. It is very important to do so. If there is vipavasa, if one is void of mindfulness, by lack of mindfulness, one pursues sensual pleasure, and thus one is captivated by these sensual objects. One will be in captivity of these sensual objects. So if one pursues sensual objects without any control with mindfulness, it will be just like a drunk driver coming into an accident. Without making use of the brake on the car, one cannot control one's limit, speed limit. So in the same way, if one does not have mindfulness, one can go beyond the limit. So Sharaji has been explaining for 1 day, 2 days already, so that yogis will understand this situation. Buddha mentioned the flaws of sensual objects in detail. So if Sharaji has to explain what the Buddha taught about the flaws of the sensual objects, then even in a week, it will not come to an end. So Sharaji is explaining in brief. One should control one's mind either by patisankhana bala, power of prudence, power of reasoning and reflection, or by sati, mindfulness, or energized form of mindfulness, by bhavana, mental development practice. Without control of one's mind with patisankhana bala, power of prudence, reasoning, or mindfulness, then the person will be captivated by sensual objects. These sensual objects will captivate and tie up the person. For those who are interested in objects, visible objects, the person will be captivated by these objects. And for those who are attracted to sound, the sound will captivate the person. Usually, most of the people are attracted to visible objects, pleasant objects, seeing pleasant objects, as well as touch. Some are attracted to taste and flavor, but mostly people are attracted to visible objects and touch. If one lets one's mind go freely on these sense objects, one will be captivated by them. One does not see the flaws of these sensual objects. One takes them as good and pleasant, and one can go astray enjoying these sense objects, and one can go beyond the limit. If one is not content with whatever he or she has, then one will be having mahecha, atrecha, and papecha, which are extreme form of desire, extreme form of greed, which are very inferior. When one has these extreme form of greed, one will be negligent to perform wholesomeness that are blameless and that can bring benefit. If one is negligent, then one is failing to purify one's physical, verbal, mental behavior. When one fails to purify one's physical, verbal, mental behavior, then there will be a big gap. There will be a big gap where it is devoid of wholesomeness. So in the gap that is devoid of wholesomeness, akusala, unwholesomeness, will enter by leaps and bounds. It is called pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness. Pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness, enjoying these sense objects, it is medium form of pamada. Being negligent to refrain from dukkha-citta, letting oneself go freely on misconduct and evil conduct, it is gross form of pamada. Letting oneself go freely on sensual objects is medium form of pamada. And if one indulges in these sensual pleasure, letting oneself go freely on these sensual objects, one can even get to the stage of dukkha-citta, misconduct, evil conduct, and it will become gross. So it is said that letting one's mind go freely on the sensual object is called medium form of pamada. By letting one's mind go freely on the sensual objects, by seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching things that one really likes, it is happy. One is happy by getting them. But if one goes astray, if one goes beyond the limit than necessary, then such kind of happiness is dangerous and fatal. Because such kind of extremes are dangerous and fatal, it cannot be taken as good. And one cannot struggle oneself from the captivity of these sensual objects. and such dangerous, fatal kind of happiness, enjoying the sensual pleasure can lead the person to suffering. It is said that dukkha tanha nidana, meaning craving on sensual objects, good things to see, good things to hear, such cravings lead to suffering. So the sufferings connected with existence is rooted in tanha, craving. 100% of the suffering connected with existence, connected with mind and matter, are rooted in tanha, craving, craving for pleasant objects. And it is said that tanha, kama guna nidana, meaning that when one is not content with these sensual objects, one keeps on enjoying, one keeps on enjoying these sensual pleasure. So tanha, craving, is rooted in sensual objects. One is not content. Even though one gets what one wants, one will want more and more. It is said that tanha, craving, is rooted in sensual objects. People do not see flaws of these dangerous, fatal happiness, and they think that it is really happy. And they do not know that there is the kind of happiness that surpasses so many times than the sensual happiness. Even though one knows that such kind of happiness exists, but one does not have faith and confidence, even though one has faith and confidence that there exists the kind of happiness that surpasses the worldly happiness, but one is reluctant to give up the sensual pleasure that one has. That's why most of the people are not uplifted. They are wasting their time in such kind of life because they are unwilling to give up the sensual pleasure in order to gain the happiness that surpasses the worldly happiness. So that's why their life is not uplifted. So Saraji says, most of the people, like 90% of the people, are unwilling to give up the sensual pleasure in order to gain the Dhamma happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness. And thus, their lives are not uplifted. The ones who do not have bhavana, mental development practice that develops both the mind and the knowledge, without bhavana, they are wasting their time with negligence, failure, and heedlessness. The cause of wasting time with negligence is that one does not know the taste of bhavana. Not knowing the taste of bhavana, mental development practice, one does not know that there is the Dhamma taste that surpasses many times than the sensual happiness. So Buddha said that when one reaches the stage of Udiyabhaya Jnana, where one discerns the fast arising and passing away of the objects, one gains the kind of happiness that excels many times than the human and deva happiness. Sunyakaran pavitasa jana sitasa bhikkhuno. The person who goes to seclusion to practice, when one's mind becomes calm, tranquil, and when one attains Uddiyabhaya Jnana, then the person gains this Dhamma happiness that excels the worldly happiness. So as a human being, the sensual pleasure of a human is thought to be the best. And as a deva, the sensual pleasure of a deva is thought to be the best, but the Dhamma happiness surpasses many times than the human deva happiness. Rati here means delight, happiness. When one is practicing meditation, when one gets to the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, one's mind becomes pure and clean. One's mind becomes from small to big, from tender to ripe, from tender to mature. So that the mind is developed, cultivated. Knowledge also is developed and cultivated. At this stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, the knowledge becomes strong, and also the happiness, Dhamma happiness, becomes very unique and unrelinquishable kind of happiness. So this kind of Dhamma happiness is something that is very unique, that one does not want to give up this Dhamma happiness. It excels many times than the worldly happiness. Even though the sensual pleasure is thought to be pleasant, but it is good only for a limited time. After enjoying the same sensual pleasure over and over again, later on, one becomes bored with it. One becomes fed up with the same thing over and over again. But at the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, the happiness is very unique. Even though it is the same, it is one, but it's always new, always fresh, and always good. So it is unique, unrelishable kind of happiness. So for those who like ever new things, they should try practice Satipatthana meditation to get to this stage so that they will gain unique kind of happiness that is ever good. So they should practice so as to reach the stage where they can have this unique kind of happiness. When the mind and the knowledge becomes developed, then this unique kind of happiness will develop in momentum. For those who do not practice bhavana, mental development practice, they do not know the benefits of bhavana, and they think that the pleasure, the happiness that they are enjoying is the best, and they are wasting their time with such kind of sensual pleasure. So what kind of person can gain this unique kind of happiness that cannot be relinquished? It is said that Samma Dhamma Vipassato. When one is mindful on one's body and mind, one understands that the Nama Rupa, mentality and materiality, are arising, as cause and effect. So these mentality, materiality, arising as cause and effect, they arise continuously, just like a stream of current. So when one is being mindful on the objects that arises, by being mindful repeatedly, one understands cause and effect, and also the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. Knowing that there is no atta involved, one develops knowledge. So developing this knowledge, it is called Samma Dhamma Vipassato. And one should be Sandha Citta. One should have the mind that is free from agitation of defilements such as raga, lust, and so on. By being mindful of objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen, by being mindful, one's mind falls calm and collected on the object. In order that the noting mind should reach the object, one has to note with effort. When viriya, effort is present, viriya does not accept kilesa defilements. The noting mind sticks onto the object. As much one exerts effort, one develops mindfulness. If one exerts effort, viriya, 10 moments, then there will be 10 moments of mindfulness. When effort is asserted continuously, sati, mindfulness, arises continuously. Sati, mindfulness, protects the mind so that defilements cannot enter. The mind is protected by mindfulness. And there will be avarana, the mind is blocked, the mind is protected away from these defilements. And there will be goti, the mind will be safe and secure from these defilements. When the mind is safe and secure from these defilements, then one will be free from the captivity of these defilements. And there will be sandhi, the mind is free. And moti, the mind will be in freedom. There will be sandhi, the mind will be free from the agitation of these defilements. So when the mind is free from the agitation of these defilements, the mind will be calm and there will be Samma Dhamma Vipassato. In order to reach this quality, one should be a bhikkhu. Bhikkhu is the person who sees the flaws, who sees the suffering in nama rupa, mind and matter. Based on one's bad intention, based on one's bad volition, one will be led to lower existences. Even though one has good volition, this good volition can lead to good existence, such as human, and being born as a human, the sufferings of old age, disease, and death are inevitable. Sansare payan ekati ti bhikkhu, meaning that a bhikkhu is the person who sees the danger of suffering in the realm of existences. So the suffering,
Kilese bhindati di bhikkhu.
Bhikkhu is a person who also extinguishes the kilesa defilements. So the sufferings of the existences are created by kilesa, defilements. Defilements, especially tanha, craving, is creating sufferings. So long as one does not know the flaws of existences, one craves onto existences, one does not know the truth, one thinks that suffering, one takes suffering as good and pleasant, and thus tanha, craving, arises. So the sufferings of samsara, round of existences, are caused by avijja and tanha, ignorance and craving. So long as one is entertaining avijja and tanha, ignorance and craving, then one will be committing kamma deeds, and these deeds lead to more existences, and one cannot be free from the suffering. In order to be free from the suffering of these existences, one needs to remove kilesa defilements. One should remove gross defilements by practicing sila, morality. In order to remove medium kind of defilements, one should know the object, and when the mind falls calm and collected on the object, samadhi concentration develops, and samadhi concentration can remove medium form of defilements. When the mind is calm and collected on the object, the mind is not agitated by raga, lust, and thus the mind is calm, suppressed, and there will be sanda citta. And also the person becomes samadhamma vipassato. By being mindful on the objects, one develops knowledge. By developing knowledge, one can remove latent or dormant form of defilements momentarily. And Udiyapaya Jnana, when one develops Udiyapaya Jnana, then one sees the flaws, one sees the suffering of the samsara round of existences. In order to cut the suffering of round of existences, one needs to remove kilesa defilements. One needs to extinguish these defilements by practicing sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. In order to do this, one should approach a secluded place. One who sees danger in the suffering of existences, one should approach secluded place in order to practice sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. By practicing sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one discerns knowledge, one discerns arising and passing away of these objects, and thus one develops both the mind and the knowledge. At this stage, one gains the unique happiness that excels so many times than the worldly happiness. And at the stage of Udiyapaya Jnana, one understands that there is the Dhamma happiness that excels many times than the sensual happiness. Getting to this stage, one no longer will hold high esteem of these sensual happiness, sensual happiness. So by giving up the sensual happiness, it is paricchaga, and in place of paricchaga, one gains bhavanarati, one gains the Dhamma happiness. This gaining of bhavanarati, gaining of Dhamma happiness, is parigaha. If one does not give up the worldly happiness, one cannot gain the happiness that surpasses the worldly happiness. When one reaches the stage of Udiyabhyajnana, one gains the Dhamma happiness, one holds high esteem of this Dhamma practice, and one's knowledge becomes developed, increased, one's Vipassana Jnana, inside knowledge will become matured, and finally one will realize Nibbana, the cessation. When one realizes Nibbana, the cessation, one totally understands that the sensual pleasure is nothing, and one sees the Dhamma pleasure, and one practices the Dhamma. By practicing the Dhamma according to the teaching of the Buddha, by following the guidance given by the meditation teacher, in accordance with the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Syaraji, for those who practice diligently, respectfully, meticulously, they will understand within a few days that the sensual pleasure that 90% of the people are holding high esteem of is nothing, and one will come to understand the Dhamma pleasure through the experience that this Dhamma pleasure surpasses so many times than the worldly pleasure. So for those who are having vipavasa, who are lacking mindfulness, they will be drowning in sensual pleasure and they will be wasting their time. When one practices by gaining insight knowledge, one will be relieved from the captivity of these sensual objects by being mindful. So by removing defilements such as avijja, ignorance, one will be safe and secure. There will be freedom from these defilements, and there will not be agitation by these defilements. And thus, there will be calm and peace. One should practice bhavana, mental development practice, so that there will be this calm and peace, and this calm and peacefulness away from these defilements is the true happiness. One should practice so as to gain unique kind of happiness, guaranteed kind of happiness. Most of the people, they are wasting much of their time with dangerous, fatal kind of happiness. Those who do not practice bhavana, they are wasting their time with dangerous, fatal happiness. Being negligent, letting oneself go freely on these sensual objects, they are having pamada, negligence, and failure. And if one is without any control, one can even get to the stage of transgressing misconduct. In the world, the people who give priority to the Dhamma, people who set the norm of Dhamma, is very few. So Buddha said that only one person among 100,000 gives priority to the Dhamma. There are only one out of 100,000 who set the norm, which is the Dhamma. And nowadays, it is not even easy to get one person out of 100,000 who gives priority to the Dhamma. So Saraji likes to encourage all the yogis to practice diligently so that you will be among those who are said to be one out of 100,000 who gives priority to the Dhamma so that you will not meet harm throughout one's life. And finally, you can attain Nibbana, which is totally free from suffering. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.